Florida has by far the most exonerated death row inmates with 24. No state comes close. And in the since the 1970s, we've exonerated those 24 innocent people from death row, and we've executed 74 people. So we've had one exoneration for every three executions. Now, frankly, Smith was exonerated after he died of cancer on death row after, I think, he was there 15 years. So he was not, he was the only one not freed. Everyone else was freed.
So what would you like to see happen? Is this something where you'd like to see legislative action, perhaps changes to the justice system itself? Where do we go from here?
Well, while other, you know, the number of death sentences nationally has fallen dramatically in the last few years, but in Florida it's ramped up. And while these other states are reducing their death sentences, mostly due to the high cost of the system and the risk of executing innocent people, you know, we're condemning the most people to death of any state and releasing record numbers of innocent people from death row. So it just doesn't add up. It's time for Governor Scott to act and call a halt to executions in Florida to prevent the possible execution of other wrongfully convicted people.
Now, he spent, what, more than half of his life in jail for, you know, a crime that he was exonerated of. I mean, is he going to get any kind of compensation for that? Is he entitled to any kind of legal recourse, maybe civil action, anything like that you know of?
The recourse is the paths that are open for compensation are difficult and take years to have any chance of success. It's really a cumbersome program in Florida, and very, very few people are compensated to any degree. When a person's exonerated and released from death row, like Seth Penalver, they essentially get the pair of jeans they have on and a shirt and the shoes and maybe a bus ticket, and that's it. And it's see you later. No counseling, no funds for anything, no help whatsoever. They actually get treated with less... They actually get less resources than someone who is guilty and served their time.
Is there any speculation or concerns that perhaps there are people that have been executed or that are still sitting on death row that aren't going to get exonerated that perhaps should be?
You know, the state fights tooth and nail against these exonerations, and it's likely there's more innocent people on death row. It's anybody's guess how many innocent people have been executed in Florida. There's at least a half a dozen people who have been executed that there are serious doubts about their guilt.